On December 4th, I reported it as an anti-wimp update that an armed robber in San Antonio pointed a gun at a store clerk and two regular customers who legally carry weapons, drew their weapons, and fatally shot the robber when said robber turned his gun toward them. On 11 December, another anti-wimp update featured a Papa John's driver attacked by a 15 and 17-year-old in a robbery. The man held a license to carry and used his weapon in self-defense, killing one, and the other was caught by police. It was the second of such robberies that week in Northeast Dallas of a food delivery driver. On December 13th, it was an anti-wimp update of an armed person at an apartment complex using his gun to stop a robbery. On 17 December's update was a business owner using his gun to stop a robbery. On the 18th, an anti-wimp update had a man under brutal attack in his own driveway being saved by his wife, who armed herself, ran outside, and challenged the robbers. On the 23rd, three armed people attempted a smash-and-grab home invasion, and a resident used his shotgun to kill the three who broke in. And on Christmas Eve, two suspects were shot. One died while trying to rob a fireworks stand in Harris County by the stand's armed manager. On Sunday, 29 December, someone entered the sanctuary of the West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, drew a weapon, and shot churchgoers, but was immediately felled by another congregant who used his concealed handgun to end the attack. On Sunday, the pastor of that congregation said what I've stressed for so long: there is evil in this world. And unless we wish evil to triumph, we must all take responsibility to be ready to fight it when it shows itself. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.